This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to Forum on WSMI. I'm your host, Sean Bellent. There has been a lot of talk about the American Rescue Plan Act. As of late, money coming from Washington to cities and counties across America. Montgomery County is not missing out. The county receiving $5.5 million. That money can be used for past losses tied to COVID-19 or future expenses, improving infrastructure, what have you. A wide array of possibilities. And we're talking today to Chairman Evan Young, who took part in one of the four hearings on the issue for public gatherings to discuss how that money should be spent, and some great public input was received. And we'll also hear from Raymond Mayor Denny Held, who will give you a perspective on the small town side of things, as communities also got their fair share of money under the rescue plan. First up, Montgomery County Board Chairman Evan Young, a recent conversation I had with him at the third of the four meetings.
Chairman, this is, I know $5.5 million, you start splitting it, it may not seem so big, but still, with some of the revenue issues and everything, it sounds like this really has a potential to help in a number of ways.
Oh yes, we can use this money to help grow our county, hopefully, and we can help some of the industries that's been hurt by this COVID mess we've endured for the last, 18 months now. So it's just been, it's kind of a godsend. Plus, I was notified today, and the cities are going to be getting a nice fair chunk of change too. I think Litchfield's going to get like $900,000. So that should help them a bunch. Even the smaller communities are already getting a fair amount of money. So that's where we're going to take a lot of this money, is just try to spread around and go to all the most needed projects we can find that meet the guidelines. That's going to be the tricky part, meeting the guidelines, the strings the federal government put on all this money. It looks easy, but we had to hire a consulting group to help us weed all this out so we don't mess up anything, because if there's any mix up or mess up, the county's actually liable for that money. So say we give some entity $500,000 and then they spend it wrong, the county's on the hook for that $500,000 if we can't get that back from them. So we have to be very careful in how we appropriate this money to keep everything above board.
I guess coming out of COVID, this really sets the stage for some counties to come out of it stronger than others.
Correct. For us to spend a lot of this money for like a county use, we have to show a revenue loss. And there's actually a lot of counties in the state that will not have a revenue loss, so they would not be able to use any of this money for their own needs. Because staying at home, they changed the law, so now if you buy a bunch of stuff internet, it goes to the county where the person resides, the sales tax and everything. So there's quite a few counties that actually come through this pretty good financially. I should say the county governments, the citizens got probably on the chin, but that's what we're trying to hopefully alleviate some of that.
Well, I know CTI's got a few more years worth of work to go, but that's pretty, and I know Whisper Internet has certainly started to help a little bit, but that's a pretty astounding figure, 25% of folks who really aren't legitimately connected to the internet in the county. And it sounds like there's already a lot of movement in that direction.
I'm actually one of them. Where I live in a little dip, and I cannot get any of the local companies' internet at all. I'm too far away from town to even use the phone lines on the their service and everything. It's just, I have to use satellite. And if anybody's ever used satellite, it's not real pleasant. It's handy, but it's not real pleasant. So,
anything else that just stands out to you? I mean, that's maybe it's less of a county issue, but I know it's not the sexiest thing in leadership when you talk about what's, you know, beneath the surface, literally water and sewer, but that's one of those things. You know, the time's ticking. Maybe it already, the buzzer already went off when you talk about lead water pipes and everything else.
Yes, the cities are already under a state mandate to start getting all that stuff cleaned up, and I could see a good portion of this money going for that use. I think it's a very good use, because you got to have clean drinking water, or your citizens are sick, You won't get business to come in if they can't have a good supply of water for whatever they need or anything. So it's going to be quite a thing. I don't know how much we'll be able to fund actually per se, but I'm hoping we can take this money and help the cities do their engineering work and everything. We have the SED stuff is all brought up to date, so they can be able to start applying for federal funds and grants and everything to fulfill all these obligations they need to do.
And I know it's kind of a tough question to ask. We're midway through this part of the process, but any of those categories that you'd like to see money go toward compared to others, you know, when you talk about some of those seem to be looking behind, some seem to be looking ahead. It's kind of it's really a really complicated decision-making process.
Yes, it is. I have my favorite things, but I don't want to say anything like that for the simple fact I don't want to influence anybody on the board on that, because they have some tough decisions to make, and they need to come to their own gut feeling on how they want to spend this money once we get done with all the rubrics and everything else to follow through with all the spending. I have no doubt on that.
How is county revenue coming along?
We are down quite a bit on our sales tax and stuff, because we actually used to get sales tax off the coal the power plant used to burn. So we've took a big hit there. We've lost, the value of the power plants went down a lot, so we've lost a lot of property tax there. But the coal mine is what's saving our bacon right now. It's actually, we had I believe it was approximately $600,000 to $700,000 deficit in our budget last year. And the coal mine has generated enough revenue to at least cover our budget shortfall for last year, or for this operating year we're on right now. So that's a blessing there.
Well, you heard Chairman Young mention the money received by Litchfield, $912,000. Hillsborough received $811,000 in the deal. And Nokomis receiving $286,000 in rescue plan money. That money actually being upgraded from earlier totals. Now we look down the list, and Raymond will receive over $128,000. The question is if they choose to use it and how they use it. Mayor Denny Held says the amount of money is nothing to sneeze at, but by the same token, he's not throwing confetti because of the complications.
That's basically what we get in tax money revenue. So, I mean, it's probably like a bonus year of tax revenue that's going to come into the village's coffers. But, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of strings. And what I understand from the county side of it, there's going to be several things attached to it. And, you know, it's like anything else. I guess we'll be able to jump through the loopholes whenever we'll follow the rules when we understand the rules.
And when you talk about complications tied to receiving federal dollars, you can rack up expenses that eat into the money awarded when you talk about legal fees, what have you, and there's no sitting full-time city attorney or city manager in Raymond.
Absolutely not. I mean, if they're going to give us a dollar, we want to get a dollar's worth out of it in goods and services for the village. We don't want to put it into something that's not going to be beneficial for all the citizens. I mean, after all, we're all paying for it. I'm not sure when and where or how or all the details on who's going to pay for it, but ultimately the taxpayers, they just didn't print the money and give it away. You know, it's got to be accountable to somebody. So we're going to make every effort we can to put every dollar we can to work for the best interest of the village and not spend it foolishly on advisors and attorneys. And well, I guess it's always the question is you always want to you'd rather beg for forgiveness than ask permission. So that's probably what our philosophy is going to be as far as spending the money.
Like many things in life, the timing could have been better for Raymond, and certainly there are similar stories elsewhere where a big infrastructure project was completed before this program came into play.
And, you know, in hindsight, we wouldn't have started on the water well. That would have been a prime project that probably we could have got paid $270,000. We could have got all that paid for and probably not spent a dime. Instead, you know, we were financially responsible, and had the money there to take care of that. But now, you know, hindsight, a lot of that expense, it has to only goes back to March 31st, but we've still got some expense we're going to be able to recoup. But, you know, we could have easily got an easy $200,000 if we knew this was coming down the road. But, you know, it's like anything else. You never know. We don't know what's going down the road tomorrow, let alone what's going on, you know, past trying to figure out what's going to happen to government a year ahead of time.
Well, I'd like to thank Mayor Denny Held out of Raymond for joining me, as well as County Board Chairman Evan Young for this edition of Forum. We'll continue to follow developments tied to the American Rescue Plan in the days to come.